This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
God, good morning, everybody. It's BJ and Jamie, morning show, Alice1059.com, not .com. There's no .com. I'm just going to need to go to the website. Anyway, we are back on a Monday morning. It is December 9th, right?
Yep. Yes.
And BJ's still not here. He's in Hawaii watching his wife run. So that's good.
Yeah. It's crazy because he hasn't posted a single thing. I thought we'd get like a post about the beach or something. Nothing.
No. Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, it's probably like that time I left for fourth grade. I went on a trip right in the middle of fourth grade with my grandparents, and I sent back postcards, and the entire class corrected them. The teacher sent him around and said, find all her spelling errors and circle them.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Savage. Wow.
Because the teacher was really mad that I got to leave, you know, for to go with my grandparents to Arizona. And so I sent postcards from every, you know, state, kind of like cool, from Illinois all the way there, right? And they corrected all my postcards and gave them back to me. Mrs. Chambers, I'll never forget her. Juanita. Her first name was Juanita. She's a nice, nice woman.
How dare you ever leave?
Well, I know, right? So maybe that's why he's just laying low. Like, I don't want to mention I'm in Hawaii while they're doing all the legwork. Yeah. I don't want to say anything. Anyway, we have so much to talk about this morning. From, my gosh, the best, without a doubt, the best Alice in Wonderland we've ever had.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was incredible.
It was so good. I mean, there were some incidents, I'm not going to lie, with some people, but other than that, it was fantastic. There was a lot going on there on Friday night.
There was.
Yeah.
Almost too much to even.
I did find out that my friend fell all the way down the stairs.
I thought I saw that, but then again, I was like, did you really just see that?
It looked really painful.
Did it?
Yeah.
She never mentioned it.
I think she was just super embarrassed.
Oh, was that
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
But we all do embarrassing things. We all freaking... okay, listen. I have straight hair. My hair is like just straight, right? It's what it does. It's like, hi, I'm straight hair. And it doesn't have any curl in or anything. So it takes a lot of effort to get some curl into it. And I know you guys are guys, so you don't get it. But then you set it and you're like, okay, finally I have some curl. Sarah came up with a brush and started brushing my hair. And if you know anything about straight hair, once you brush out curls, it's just flat.
Yeah, it's game over. Back.
I was like, stop it. She's like, I just want to brush it for a minute.
Is that why you had bangs?
Yeah, because she's just like, stop brushing my hair. And so we all got together on Friday afterwards, because we took Friday off here. And I said, hey, you know, you brushed my hair. Like every time I saw you, you were brushing my hair. I was? She has no
oh
idea.
My God.
So it could be my friend that fell all the way down the stairs.
Yeah.
Might not even know she fell down the stairs.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they ended up in a ditch crying.
Who?
Those two.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to say a name. They ended up in a ditch in an industrial park crying, waiting for another Lyft or Uber because the guy said, I'm going to have to take you guys with me to charge my car for an hour.
Oh, he had an electric car?
Yeah, and they demanded to get out, and he dropped him off in this, like, creepy area.
Oh, that's so weird.
Isn't
I would have waited at the battery place.
I don't even know.
And I don't know if...
Because where was he really going to take him?
Yeah, that's my only question. Because I'd be like, wait,
There was a lot of creepy stuff that happened with our Ubers and Lyfts. But we'll get into all that.
Yeah.
Do we have anything to give away today?
No.
No prizes.
It was because it was just so packed last week.
Right.
Everything is yesterday in my head.
I know. It was a long weekend.
It was. And let me tell you guys something. I got like zero sleep, so pray for this show today. These two are going to have to just like run it because every hour I was waking up like, because I read this article that if you don't get sleep, you age. Like literally age. And it's that Harvard guy that spends $1 million a year on his health.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
He's like aging backwards.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in his 20s, but he's like in his late 30s.
Yeah, he has like the teeth of like a 20-year-old, even though he's like 45.
Yeah, his organs are like 10 years younger
than
him.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was talking, I was watching this TED Talk, and one of his things is like sleep. You gotta, every time I woke up last night, I was like, you're getting older.
There's a wrinkle. There's a wrinkle.
Go back to sleep. Your organs are aging. Anyway, all right, we'll get to a lot of stuff. Apparently no tickets, though, when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
That song could be about 30 seconds shorter.
Yeah.
Put your hands up.
I'm like, okay, we got it. Put your hands up. All right, just to go back and reiterate about the Alice in Winterland that we had Thursday night. I know we weren't here on Friday, so I haven't even really talked to Schmidl or Carson, so I'm finding out all kinds of crazy things. Like, for example, a lot of you apparently were at a tow parking lot somewhere out in the middle of Denver with Schmidl.
Oh.
Yeah. So at the end of the night, this girl that I was with, she needed help getting back to her car.
Uh-huh.
So I walked back to her car with her. Her car was towed.
Oh.
And then I helped her find the tow yard, and we went to the tow yard, and there was like six or seven groups of people all just standing there with Benson Boone shirts and stuff. Yeah.
The Fillmore is notorious for towing.
Yeah. And all of them had parked at the Wendy's parking lot.
Yep.
Yeah. And that is just a rookie mistake. You can't do that. Yeah,
I know. Oh my God. So how much, do you remember how much it cost her?
It was about $350.
Oh!
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that? Some people actually like just set up like a chair or something like that and flag people in to other parking lots and just collect money. And they're like, yeah, you're good to go, but you're actually not.
Oh, so they just sit there and lie? Is that what you're saying? So they sat in Wendy's and act like they're a...
So that could have happened too.
It like, kind of sounded like that because all the people had the same story of we went into the Wendy's, we bought food, and then we asked them if we could put our receipt on our thing and then park there. And the manager at Wendy's was like, yeah. So it sounds like maybe the Wendy's is like in on it with the tow lot or something.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Like Wendy's gets
allegedly.
A kickback.
Allegedly. The manager specifically, not actual
allegedly
Wendy's.
The manager. It might not even be a manager.
No, it might not. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow, that's nuts. That is crazy. Well, I had kind of, nothing like that because that sounded like a long night.
It was. I didn't get home until about 1:30 and I went to bed at like 3.
Don't you hate it when you're a do-gooder?
Yeah. Well, that girl really needed it.
I know, but you're like, you're being a nice guy. You're just walking her to her car, make sure she's safe, and then it's missing.
Yeah. And the whole time she's like, why are you helping me? And I was just like, because this is the right thing to do. I'm not going to leave some girl on Colfax at midnight. Hey, have fun, you know?
When her car's towed. See, I got to bounce.
Yeah.
Later.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I know, but we all hate that moment. I mean, you know, we'd all do it, but I'd be like,
there was a little bit of like, man, this is going to be a long night.
I immediately regret this decision.
Yeah.
And then do you, at some point, do you go, you know what? It'll just stay there for the night. The car will be fine. I'll get it tomorrow.
I thought about asking her, hey, you want to just get this in the morning? It's like $100 cheaper if you wait. And then she's like, no, I need it to get to
Why
the
Why is it $100 cheaper?
If you wait until a certain time, a tow yards always charge you less if you wait till the morning. If you get it, if you get it during overnight hours, it's always more expensive.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Because they have to actually stay and work, maybe?
I think it's something like that, or just like the convenience of it. But yeah, it's always more expensive if you get it overnight.
I would have told her to just sit her ass down. We're getting this tomorrow. Right? Oh my God. Let's see here. There were people in the Wendy's parking lot with a sign saying $50 to park for the concert.
See?
Oh, so there were people ripping people off.
Carson was saying that, but I didn't know they actually had signs.
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of a genius scam because people are like, okay, here you go, $50.
And then you just walk off. They don't have to remember what you look like.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a great scam.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I mean, unless it's my car.
Yeah, I think you're a scumbag for doing it, but that was a good scam. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so going back to the whole Uber and Lyft thing, they're both equally as wrong. So, first of all, I get my, what did I pick? A Lyft. I got a Lyft. I get in the car. Guys, very nice, clean car. Everything's great. And then I realize, oh, I need to go on the other side of the Fillmore. So I say to him, I need to go. And he's like, no, Inglés.
Oh.
And I was like, petite? And he's like, no. I mean, not even a word.
Wow.
Then his GPS goes out on his phone. Like, he just loses it. It just goes out. I don't know what happened. And so he's like, nah. And he can't even say, like, direcciones or
like help.
Help. He can't say any. Like, he. And he's looking at me like, look at that. And I'm like, oh, God. So I text the group. I'm like, does anybody in our group know Spanish? I'm in a pickle. I don't even know how to get to the Fillmore. But I'm trying to pull it up. And I didn't even think about how you could go to Spanish.
Oh, and like Google Translate or something?
Yeah. But I was just so like, oh, my God, because we're like kind of going towards the city. And I don't know where the Fillmore is really in my head because I'm always in the back of a car.
Yeah.
And so well, I guess it doesn't matter. But anyway, she's on the phone and she's talking to him. And I'm so impressed because she's just like, la, 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 and he's like, la, 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 and she's like, la, 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 la. But she has to stay on the phone so she doesn't get to, her name's Kelly. All right, I go ahead and said it. But Kelly knows Spanish, everybody. Yeah. And she didn't get to go to the meet and greets.
Oh, yeah. Because she was waiting. She was making sure that, I mean, that's a good friend though.
I know, but look at how we're ruining everybody's lives. Porsche Medill's in a parking lot. I got Kelly on the phone. She can't go meet the bands or anything because if she goes inside, she kept losing the signal.
Yeah.
So she was such a good friend, right?
That's awesome of her, though.
It is.
Yeah.
So I put her up in the VIP seating area, right? I put her up there, and she had two bracelets, and I said, I don't want to be a part of this, but you can bring up whoever you want to sit with you up here in the VIP, right? And I said, but it's on you, and I have to go back there and do the stage announcements. Well, I guess she was smuggling people up there.
She was. Oh. She was rotating. I was there for Benson Boone. I was up there with her the entire time.
She was shuttling people in?
Yeah, I guess she got busted. It was a bad night.
She was loving life, though. She was having a great time.
But yeah, but she was smuggling people up there. That was not part of the plan. No. It was not an idea to get everybody up there. Like, that was not the plan. And so she's like doing this undercover, just like the guy at Wendy's. She's doing this undercover thing, like probably trying to get money from people to get them up there.
Hey, you got $50, I'll get you up top.
And then, thank God, the Fillmore people didn't know she was with me because I just gave her the stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
That would have been bad.
Oh, and I guess she was reprimanded and told that her bracelets are going to be taken away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why I wasn't going to say her name.
She got flagged.
Oh, my God. Hey, I do, real quick, I know we have to wrap it up real quick, but I have the best moment of the night for Benson Boone, the absolute best moment. I put this up on social media, and I said, I don't know who you are, but you timed your, like, scream out during the Benson Boone concert at the perfect time. Do we have that?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Could you hear her say I love you?
No.
No? It's right at the beginning.
That's what I thought it was. And yeah. I was like,
you
I'm not
it
sure.
All jacked up.
I just grabbed the whole thing.
Oh my
I don't know.
God. Okay. Did anybody hear that? Yeah. No. Okay. You know what? It wasn't you. It was probably me.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, there's some anger in here. About the mouse, Mickey Mouse. We'll get to that in a little bit about Disney on Ice. Apparently there's some anger, some mouse rage.
A mouse makes a lot of money off us parents, that's all I gotta say.
Man, you're just angry. But we'll get, like I said, we'll get to it in a minute. Woo! It's heated in here. All right, anyway, good morning, everybody. Like we told you, I mean, Christmas is right around the corner. I feel so bad. I put up so many lights, it's like the Griswolds. You know, like Christmas vacation?
Yeah. You're afraid you're gonna blow your circuits?
No, it's just that it's so bright because I got the bright LED lights and I don't turn them off at night because they look really pretty.
Uh-huh.
And I keep them on all night.
So your neighbors just have their blind shut and it's still coming through.
It's totally and I know who's they have shutters, and if you've ever had like wooden shutters, it's it goes right through them.
Yeah, they don't do the trick.
Those well. Little slats mm-hmm. still have a little gap in them, mm-hmm. and I could see that it's going through their phone. I feel really, really bad. All right, there's breaking news. I hate talking about this stuff because it's always so gross and whatever. But I guess Jay-Z has been accused in the whole P. Diddy thing. And this involves a 13-year-old girl. Now, here's what's happened with this case. It's kind of convoluted, so follow along if you can. First of all, I guess a long time ago, Jay-Z, you know that lawyer that has everybody under his canopy? He is suing on behalf of like 125 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that lawyer sent Jay-Z a letter saying, hey, listen, there's a girl that's saying that you did bad things. She doesn't want any money. She just wants mediation. She just wants a sealed mediation with somebody. So see if you guys can work this out. He then did, you know, I'm sure he didn't want this out and all this. So then he sued that attorney saying that they were trying to intimidate him. They were trying to bully him. Well, now this attorney's saying, look, you're not gonna silence us. She's going to now say your name, which she did. And she is being very strong, this is according to the attorney. And now all options that you used to have are gone. We're going to court. And he said, I don't want to discuss this anymore in, you know, with you guys on the internet. The jury will decide from here.
Wow.
So they shut it down. And so as far as I know, there is no, they can't like settle it. He's like, we're going to court. That's
yeah, this
it.
Is happening.
Yeah,
happening
so
right
it's messy. But you know, I'm telling you, Jay-Z and P. Diddy were like best of friends.
I know. I kind of thought I was waiting for Jay-Z to get dragged into this somehow. And it happens.
Right, but wasn't he discovered Rihanna? And wasn't she like 16?
Yeah, she was young too.
She was really
yeah.
young.
Really young.
And Beyonce wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like he, you know, anyway, whatever. You guys get it. Yeah, so that's the big breaking news in that case. Oh my God, it's just so exhausting. Also, TikTok has lost its bid to overturn the ban. A federal appeals court has upheld a U.S. law requiring TikTok's Chinese parent company, Oxygen, to sell the widely popular app by January 19th or face a full ban.
What are people going to do without TikTok, man?
I know.
I don't even want to think of a world without TikTok, okay?
I know. I was thinking, I told my son, I said, hurry up and make a platform.
Yeah.
You know?
Anything could take off. It just needs to be one.
I
you
said,
know?
Call it TikTok.
Yeah, like do a spinoff. Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's going to take a little bit more than a week, Mom. Like, come on. This is a great name. TikTok. I said, go ahead, at least buy the name.
Just go steal all their code and then change it a little
bit. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just blah, 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 right? That's what I said. We were also, well, I'll get to that later. Those drones in the air in New Jersey. Is
that's so crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a whole story itself. We'll get to that here in a little bit as well. The executive of Tyler Perry Studios died in a plane crash. The president of Tyler Perry Studios was killed Friday night in Florida when the small plane he was piloting crashed. His name was Steve Mensch, and he was 62. You know, Tyler Perry has, at his Los Angeles house, or maybe Atlanta, or maybe both. He has runways for small aircraft.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, I remember that. Yep. So,
I know that he has it in Atlanta.
Is it? Maybe yeah. It's just Atlanta. Yeah, so he has runways for that. He said the guy loved his plane, took care of it meticulously. He doesn't get what happened. And so everybody's pretty sad about that. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of little planes, but I, you know, BJ is always like, oh my God, they crash every 5 minutes. And now that he says that, I feel like I see that they're crashing every 5 minutes.
I do too.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like it happens once or twice a month where you see a story like that.
Yep, yep. In sports, because, you know, we are your sports station. You guys, yesterday, most embarrassing day. So I go to the Depot, the Home Depot. I'm a big fan of the Home Depot, although I like Lowe's a lot too. Anyway, and I have my Broncos fleece on.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm going to get some extension cords for my Griswold Christmas outside. And I'm sporting my fleece because, you know, it's game day.
Yeah.
And then I text the group. I go, hey, where are we all watching the game? And everybody sent back laughing emojis.
It was a bye week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that out. So there was no game, and I'm wearing my fleece for nothing.
Bo Nix was actually down in Alabama watching his dad have a state championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, for high school football.
I heard that. Yeah. So that's good. I heard all about that. I also heard that we're tied for a wild card or something.
Yeah, right now they are in contention for a wild card.
Yeah, so we have, I think the odds were 78% chance. That's not bad.
Oh, I mean, better than what we've had the last however many years.
Yeah, because a lot of people were arguing about it on the interweb, you know, saying that the teams that we're up against, they've already beat us and our chances aren't great. But somebody wrote this, and I like this idea. Hey, I'm happy to be in this conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It feels way better than last year.
Right?
Yeah, people aren't laughing at us as much.
Exactly. Now, Shvedel, you were telling me about some guy that signed a $750 million deal.
Yeah, his name is Juan Soto, and he signed with the New York Mets, and they posted a video of him like celebrating it. He literally doesn't even sound excited.
$750 million.
Yeah, and this is how excited he gets.
Okay.
That's it. He doesn't even sound like he's happy that he just became a billionaire, pretty much.
I don't know which one was him.
That's his friends yelling at him.
Oh,
he's just kind of like holding his hands up.
So his friends were yelling. He didn't say. He was like,
they're trying to get him to get all excited, and he's just
I didn't know that, because I was like, that guy, they sounded excited.
No, he didn't care at all, it seemed like.
So I think I have to see it, because those two guys are yelling. I don't know which one.
If I'm his friends, though, I'm pretty excited, because, I'm on the gravy train now.
Yeah,
right?
True.
Like, Entourage, I'm following you everywhere. I'll be in personal security, whatever you need me to do. Grab Starbucks,
so
whatever.
He was just sitting there like,
he's just standing in a pool. Yeah, he's raising his fist.
Yay, 750 million. The money these guys are making is outrageous.
It's insane.
It is outrageous. That just tells you how much these sports teams are making.
Yeah. Baseball doesn't even have like good ratings right now. He's still making that much money.
That is crazy. Speaking of which, Taylor Swift has ended her Eras Tour. Woo!
2 years.
That's crazy.
Don't you have all the stats? Give us some fun stats.
Oh, yeah. Give us some fun stats.
Based on how much her ticket revenue was and all that stuff, Polestar estimates that she made $2.6 billion on this tour.
Woo!
They're saying that there was an average of 72,000 tickets sold per show. So there was like 11 million tickets sold total.
So do you think she's done?
No.
She has to be.
I know. I feel like she's going to drop an album like today.
No. I feel like she's going to do like 2 or 3 years.
No. I don't think so, man.
Let's take a break.
All she does is work.
Or maybe now she's a billionaire. She wants to go have some kids.
Yeah,
you know, it's family time.
I think she's a workaholic.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. It's finally over. Watch. You're right, though. Something's going to happen.
But the sad thing is she made all that money and she still can't dance, though.
That's Dude. It's bad.
It really is. Like, come on.
I know we talked about this. She was, so her choreographer was from here in Colorado at the beginning of the Eras tour and really whipped her into shape. I mean, she was moving her hips like...
She started out really good, like different person, different dancer.
Right? And I think it's all due to that choreographer from here in Colorado. Really fluid in her movements. Like, she looked like... But I think she just got back into her one and two and like... So we went to Jeannie's School of Dance, and I was like seven, and you had to count in your head, one and two and three and shuffle ball change and four and five and six and shuffle ball change and one and two and three. That's what's going on.
That's a lot to think about.
She's 7 years old again.
Yeah.
At Jeannie's School of Dance.
That's multitasking on a whole nother level.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell it trash.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ and Jamie here. BJ will be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, we have Angry Carson. Oh my God, you guys.
I'm just a little sour.
You are very sour. You are supposed to look at this like memories, right?
I mean, I look back at the pictures and I remember the memories, but like...
All you talked about is your wallet.
What the pictures don't tell you is what goes on, like the true story about Disney on Ice. Like, oh, the uncensored behind the scenes.
Yeah, this feels like a book. Like,
yeah, like VH1.
Like I'm watching it. All right, so welcome to the Netflix documentary Behind the Curtains of Disney on Ice. All right, so you guys drive up and your first moment was the $33 parking?
Oh my gosh, so we pull up and you know, first off, you gotta wait in a line. Like the line is already backed up on the on ramp or the off ramp of I-25 to Auraria Parkway, right?
Okay.
So we wait in a line for about a half hour, get up there, and it's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be $30. What? 30? Not like 20, 15, 30. You're going to charge me $30 to park my car. So anyway, I pay it because I've already waited 30 minutes.
Yeah, and you have a kid. You've got to walk over there. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going across the street. Like,
wait,
we're not crossing.
Let me do some math. So how much were your tickets?
$85 a piece.
Oh, for three?
My God.
Man.
Yeah. And we were
85 for all three.
No, 85. No, 85
no!
piece. We were like six rows from the ice.
No,
they were selling. That's okay, someone in my neighborhood said that they had this dance area. So like, if you were first row on the ice, your kids, you paid for extra leg room, and they could dance like the entire time and
you
stuff
got
like
the
that.
Dance room?
No,
area?
No, I didn't. But they were selling those for $250. It was like $500 to sit there.
Oh,
dang!
My God.
So yours actually kind of sounds like a steal when you compare to that.
Compared to that, absolutely.
So we're at like what, $285.
I'd rather
parking.
And fees, right? Because there's going to be like Ticketmaster fees.
Oh,
and all
I'm
that
sure.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say we're at 330. And we're not even in the door.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd rather you not keep track of this. This is going to be make me more angry.
All right. Did they have alcohol available?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
I couldn't have sat through that whole thing completely. So, okay. So I got a tall boy. I got a Bud Light tall boy. Seltzer, one for me. Bree didn't have any. And then I got pretzel. Guess how much? Oh, and a cup of cheese, because the cup of cheese is $3 extra.
With the pretzel?
Yes. So how much was that?
Wait a
minute. How much do you think
that
was?
So the pretzel comes extra, the cheese comes extra?
Yeah, so you can buy the pretzel by itself, and that's like, like $5. And then the cup of cheese is $3. Oh, I'm surprised they didn't charge me for salt.
Okay, so now we have our snacks.
Yeah, we got our snacks. Okay. We got our alcohol, which is a must,
right?
I feel like, for a three-hour show here.
Three.
So we sit down, and, you know, we're having a good time, and...
Let me guess, she has to go potty.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. So I'm the dad, so I've taken upon myself to run up, get snacks, get anything that we need during the show, because I'm like, well, you sit here with Bri and enjoy it. Like, you know.
Oh, very nice,
yeah.
Dad. Okay.
So we sit down, right? 5 minutes in, we need our water filled up. Because the grandma brought a thing of donuts.
Oh.
So we've got mini donuts, and I don't even know how much those cost, but she's got mini donuts, and she's just licking the cinnamon, the sugar. She's not even eating the donuts. She's just licking the cinnamon sugar off of it. And Bree's passing me donuts, actively taking them from her little cup when she doesn't notice, so she doesn't eat them all and get all hopped up on the sugar. So I'm trying to eat my pretzel with this cup of cheese in my between my legs, making sure it doesn't spill because I don't have a cup holder. Because we're in these like makeshift seats. And so I'm eating my cup of cheese and then passing these donuts along. I have to go 5 minutes in, go fill up her water.
Well, because now her mouth is like sugar, you know, sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah.
Her tongue is burnt off.
It's like the Sahara Desert in her mouth. She needs to be quenched. So I go get water, and then I buy some more snacks. That's about another $24.
Yeah.
So I come down, and her friend, we went with her friend, sitting behind us, right? And she's got this bubble blaster. It's this wand.
Nice.
It's huge. And it's got a Mickey Mouse head, and then it shoots bubbles all over the place.
That sounds sick.
It does sound fun.
I mean, it is pretty cool.
It's battery operated, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's just blasting us with bubbles the entire time.
The little girl behind
you. Yeah, and little Debbie's like, oh, she won't share.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, no, I know where this is going. We're gonna wind up buying one of these things. So we make it like, oh, well, maybe we'll do it during intermission. Maybe, you know, I'm thinking like maybe she'll forget. No. We're just getting blasted with bubbles, and every time she looks back, she's like, she just points at it.
And didn't you say the back of Bree's hair was wet with bubbles?
Oh my gosh. I mean, bubbles were sticking to our eyelashes. It was just showering bubbles.
Well, you have to go get them.
Yeah, so we ran up. That was $42.
Oh my
$42.
For a bubble blaster?
For a bubble blaster. So we get one of those.
Hold
we
on,
come
I'm at
down.
$530.
Oh right my now. God.
I'm at $530.
I thought paintball was expensive, but kids are a whole nother level.
Well, right? $530, and he's only 1 hour in.
Yeah, jeez. Like we're not even to intermission yet. So intermission comes, go get more snacks. go get another pretzel with a cup of cheese. And all she does is stick her finger in the cheese, and she's just eating the cheese. So I ate another pretzel.
And then now you get a bubble blaster.
I got a bubble blaster.
Yeah.
Now we're like, all right. So we tried to make a rule where, like, every time Minnie and Mickey came on, then she could go full tilt with the bubble blaster. Like, every time, because they weren't on a lot. They came and they were, like, kind of like the in-between Lightning McQueen and all the other characters that would come out together, like Moana. Right. It was a whole separate thing. So they would come out in between to introduce all the other acts. So we're like, all right, just whenever they're on, you can go full tilt with it. So that didn't last but 2 minutes. Then she's just blasting the poor people in front of us with these bubbles.
Like Brie was blasting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, and these people are drenched with bubbles. And I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. Because it was either I get blasted or you're going to get blasted. So I'm going to have her blast you. That's what's going to happen. Right. But it was just crazy. I mean, you look out on the crowd.
Is that the only thing, like, the only thing you got that was Disney?
Yes.
The bubble blaster.
Yes.
I'm very proud of you because I know at those things that they try to sell you everything.
But she wanted like the Moana hook. They had a huge light up hook. They had like any princess wand that lit up. Like literally you look out. I was just looking out around the crowd and it was just nonstop. Wands, bubble blasters.
Oh, they're not dumb, that Disney.
Yeah, tiaras, all that.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, how do you possibly, like, all of us parents are just suckers.
Right?
Because they just sell everything under the sun.
Well, first of all, I don't get why somebody decided to put all this stuff on ice. Like, they don't do strippers on ice. Like, I have never seen Chippendales on ice.
That's a good point.
Right? Like, why all of a sudden everything's got to be on ice?
And you could tell, like, the princesses, the main characters could skate well, but there were some people on there that probably haven't skated in their lives.
The backup skaters?
Yeah, it was not the best.
And then tell them about the part when you guys got home and the feet.
Oh. Okay.
So if you guys don't know, Carson suffers from the ADD, ADHD.
OCD.
OCD. Oh, yeah. He's got all the D's.
All of them.
All of them. He backs into his parking spot. He has the car wash service where it gets detailed every week. Like, he's got problems.
I like to have a clean space.
Very clean.
That's what I, especially my house. So we get home, and of course, I mean, we got plenty of bubbles in that bubble blaster because it's huge. It's massive. The tank for bubbles is crazy. So she's just blasting bubbles nonstop from Saturday to last night at like 6 o'clock. This thing
now,
finally.
Keep in mind, this is on wood floors.
Finally runs out of bubbles. And she's not even like, it got to the point where she wasn't even shooting them in the air. She was just blasting the floors. And I was like, oh, like I cringed while it was happening, but she was having a good time. So I was like, okay. And then I'm cooking and Bree just looks at me and she's like, look at the bottom of her feet. Because she was running around without socks on.
Uh-huh.
Literally black.
Oh, just all the dirt
and
grime.
That shocks me that your house
it was It was the bubble crap. It wasn't my house. It was the bubble crap.
Bubble crap is not black.
Yeah, but it attracts dirt, a lot of it. Apparently.
Oh, your house is filthy.
Oh, my God. And she was getting on the couch like, no! No! So now I'm going to have to wash the cushions today. I literally, she goes up, they go up to get a bath, and I just pulled out the Swiffer, and I was like, it's my time to shine. No more. But the Swiffer pad was literally black.
Oh. Okay, I do kind of love that, because when I Swiffer too with the wet jet and I pull it up and it's black, it gives me joy.
It does.
Like, yeah, like some kind of weird, like, yeah, I got you,
oh,
mofos.
Like a satisfaction?
Yeah.
I immediately took my socks off and I was like, this is what it feels like to walk on clean floors.
It is a weird set. I mean, even though you know that you're walking on like grossness, there's something about picking it up and just going, yeah.
Yeah.
I won.
You feel like you can almost, I almost ate dinner off of it. I'm so proud of myself.
BJ and Jamie.
Disasters from Alice in Winterland. Part one. So if you don't know, I have not seen Carson and Schmidl since Friday, right? We did Alice in Winterland. And my friends, a lot of them bought tickets because I told them I couldn't get them free tickets. So they all bought tickets. And apparently there was a lot that happened while I was backstage. And in an Uber and different places. Like, I didn't hang out with them, right? They're all a group. And I forgot that you named them the Woo Girls.
Yeah, and they love it. They own it. I mean, literally, I saw them walk into Alice in Wonderland. We were right, like, by the stage. And they're like, the Woo Girls are here! I was like, oh, man. I was like, did you guys go to a bar before? They're like, yeah.
I didn't meet him before that. So they had already pre-gamed, right? Oh. So, and I'm just in, because I have to be there a different time and I have to go, you know, just do different stuff because I'm working. I have to stay sober, right?
Right.
And so the Woo Girls are on their own and I tell them, okay, listen, only two of you can go backstage. That's all the passes I have to meet the bands. And you have to do paper, rock, scissors among yourself. I'm not picking. That's the way. Well, I guess somehow, according to Carson, I'm hearing this morning, they all finagled their way in and started bugging the fray so hardcore.
It was hilarious. So when they showed up, I was like, oh, man. I was like, and they're like, Carson! They're like, so what are you doing? I'm like, well, we're waiting to go backstage, meet and greet, you know, with Dasha and the fray. And they're like, oh, this sounds so cool. Like, can you get us back there? And I was like, honestly, I don't know what I could do. I probably can't.
Now, I'm in
tight.
An Uber. I have nothing to do with this.
Jamie is like 20 minutes out.
Yeah.
She's not a part of this. And I'm like, and they're a little drunk. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to say no, but I don't want
like the drunk girls.
And then Mike, Kibasa Man Mike comes over. He's like, you guys want to go? He's like, yeah. And he's like, he gives them all wristbands. I'm like, oh, that was a huge mistake. So they get in line behind us. We're all talking to him because, of course, I love your friends. They're
thanks.
Awesome. And so they get ahead of us. I was like, you guys go first, you know, meet the fray and whatever. So Bree and I are just sitting there because they pull you in a group at a time.
Right.
And all four of them went in at once. I was like, this is going to be bad. Like, they're already a little liquored up. And then all four of them just attracted to the fray. They're like, oh my gosh, like, so you guys are from here? Like, what, like, how are you feeling? And they're just like, they want them to tell them their life story. And they're just like shaking hands, giving hugs. Like, I'm surprised a couple of them didn't start kissing them.
Because you got to remember, these are all, like, most of them are stay-at-home moms, right?
Yeah.
I have two that have three kids each that are littles, and so they don't get out sometimes. And so when they do, it goes wrong.
Oh, yeah, they got to seize the moment.
Yeah. You can tell they don't get out at all. Because they go hard.
They have little ones. Like, you know, there's a lot going on. Three littles.
Well, they give it the full send. They give it the full treatment. But yeah, so that was it. So luckily, the fray, they made it past. They didn't get kicked out or anything. So, and then I just sent them on their way to the VIP room, and they were asking for like, oh my gosh, where do you get these drink tickets? And like, I was like, I have no idea.
I'm just finding out all this now. I had to actually write to Slacker because they're sending pictures in the group, right?
Uh-huh.
And all it is like them fangirling out over Slacker. I mean, they're like licking his face. They're like, they're just on him like drapes, right? These girls are my friends, which is like, you know, I gotta be cool, right?
Right.
You gotta be cool. But nope, these pictures are horrific. And I mean, they're just like, I love you, Slacker. So I get all these pictures. I text Slacker. I text him all the pictures. I go, I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he wrote, no, they're really nice, dot, dot, dot. A lot,
yeah.
But really nice.
They're like rubbing his head.
Oh my God, Slacker, I love you. So smooth. I gotta get new friends.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. Alrighty, there's lots to get to this morning. I am unaware of some of the things that you guys wrote down for me, but by the way, thanks for having all this together about sports. I feel like I'm a sports kind of person, but I don't know everything that's going on. First of all, I guess CU will be playing in the Alamo Bowl, right?
Yes.
Against BYU?
Yeah, which is kind of crazy because they're in the same conference. I'm kind of disappointed by that.
Is that not what usually happens in bowl games?
They get to pick whoever they want to put in it.
Okay, so I have a weird question, and please don't get mad at me, everybody, because I probably should have done this on my own time. But why isn't there a big bracket like there is in basketball?
There is for the actual college championship.
I don't remember ever participating in that, though, like we do in basketball.
It's newer.
Oh, okay.
It's only been like 3 or 4 years.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So is the Alamo Bowl what we wanted to be in, or is it?
It's not what they want to be in, but it is a bigger bowl. So it's not one where you're like poo-pooing it, like, oh, like you played in the Alamo Bowl. That's not even that great. Like, it's a decent one.
And then what's the Snoop Bowl? Because CSU, I guess, says they're playing in a Snoop Bowl.
Yeah, that's brand new. And it's the Snoop Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop Dogg.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so appropriate for CSU. Because my friend's kids go there. I bet they're like, yes!
Yeah, they probably love it.
I think we have a little bit of the audio.
I just have their...
Right, I understand. Welcome to the CSU Snoop Bowl. I mean, if you're a Ram, like, you're thinking this is everything, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. It sounds way cooler than the Alamo Bowl.
For
we're like,
sure
we're in
does.
The Snoop Bowl!
I can't wait to see, like, the halftime show, what that's going to be like.
I mean, that is cool, right?
Yeah.
So where are they playing the Snoop Bowl? Do you know?
I think
Arizona.
It's in Arizona. Oh, it's in Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. Okay. And who do they play?
Great question. Oh, Miami of Ohio, the Red Hawks.
Oh, okay.
Miami of Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
It's literally the University of Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's like a whole thing.
So people don't get them confused with actually Miami.
Yeah.
That's like my sister works at First Western Southern Bank.
It's kind of exactly like that, yeah.
I was like, why did they name that bank that? That's so hard. The Miami, Ohio people?
Yeah, Miami of Ohio Red Hawks.
I don't need to remember that.
I just know that because I know their hockey team pretty well.
That's a whole lot. All right. Also, I thought that was a thing, but that's not. Let me write that down. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, are we thinking that they're going to get back together? They're hanging out a lot,
they do.
You guys.
Well, obviously Ben's lonely.
He is lonely, right? But she supposedly has a boyfriend that she's had forever, but they are hanging out, like, a lot.
I would be uncomfortable if I was Jennifer Garner's boyfriend.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I mean, they're hanging a lot. And they were seen in L.A., like, she was leaving his house early in the morning.
Yeah.
And when
walk him, of shame.
Well, and he moved literally right down the street from her when J-Lo and him were having that, when they were getting divorced.
Right. And they're saying it's because of the kids, but I think only one kid is young, but it's that child's still like 12 or 13. It's not like you have to, you know, like, I mean, I think that they're old enough that they don't have to have their parents living right by each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is what
not
I'm trying to say. It just took a long time to say it.
I like them together a lot more than the Jen and Ben, Jennifer Lopez.
I do too, but it's just that she went through a lot. And
yeah, so they have a 19, a 15, and a 12-year-old.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what's happening with that thing. Did you guys see that Martha Stewart is 83?
That's crazy, because
really?
She does not look 83.
What the hell? Yeah, she's 83 years old. That's what they're saying. She's 83. She doesn't look 83, like you said, at all.
No, she has to be the most attractive 83-year-old who's ever lived.
Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She just did that bikini shoot, right?
Well, I don't know if she just did it. She did it like last year.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's in your memory.
I just remember because
that one right up.
Yeah, listen, remember when she was almost naked, Jamie?
I'm just saying, you see it, you're like, that's Martha Stewart? All right.
Well, then you probably liked what everybody was talking about over the weekend, which is Shania Twain at the age of 60 in lingerie.
Oh, I didn't,
oh,
see,
I didn't
that
see that one.
Yeah, I guess people are giving her a little bit of crap. She's doing the thing in Vegas, I guess, and she was wearing lingerie with like this cape, and everybody's like, she's 60. But I have to say, she's like Martha. She looked pretty good.
She rocks it good?
She did. Remember when Dolly Parton was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader?
Yeah.
And she looked good too.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Right? So
okay. Yeah. I'm looking at the picture. I don't see any problems with this. Just saying.
I'll back you up on it. Yeah.
Shania, you rock. You go, girl.
Wait, doesn't she sing that in the song? You go, girl, or something?
No, oh, let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls. Thank God, you're one of the girls. Hey, did you guys see Bella Hadid was in Yellowstone?
Okay, that's so funny because I watched last night's episode, and it was last night's episode. I had no idea it was her.
Dude, she is. I mean, sometimes those Hadid girls, they're like kind of Lady Gaga. Sometimes they're absolutely stunning, and sometimes I'm like, I don't get supermodel status. But she opens that door in Yellowstone, and she is drop dead gorgeous. Like, I felt like a pedophile.
She is good looking, but I feel bad because everyone was like talking about it. I had no idea that was her.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, she's so gorgeous. But she was only in, like, it's kind of shameful for her acting debut. She opens the door and says, are you the masseuse? That's her only line.
Yeah, literally, she's in there for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so I don't know if it went that well. Kind of, you know, it's like that was her acting debut. Yeah.
They have a headline about it in New York Post. So,
oh, they do?
Yeah. It just says that she had a cameo.
Yeah, she opened the door and said, are you the masseuse?
Yeah. But then it also says it drops a major hint of how it will end. So, yeah.
Mm. Thoughts, Carson?
No.
Sometimes I feel like you don't remember Yellowstone because you drink White Claw when you watch it.
Well, she didn't. I will say that she didn't. I don't think there was a hint that she dropped. Because it makes it sound like she dropped a hint or that scene did. No, not at all.
Okay. Uh-uh.
Have you guys heard about the guy that owns a bunch of Bitcoin? He's some multi-millionaire and that he's doing a scavenger hunt across the United States?
No.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Yeah.
You okay? What was that fake? Are you pooping?
I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember if I'd heard that or if I was mistaking it with that guy that hid all the actual like cash all around our state.
Oh, where somebody died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is a new guy. I guess he dropped $2 million all across the country.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so.
And it could be worth more than that eventually because it's Bitcoin.
Well, I don't know if he dropped Bitcoin.
Okay.
He just said $2 million, but I don't know if it's Bitcoin or not. Of course it could, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. The other thing, Jamie Foxx's What Had Happened tour starts what, tomorrow?
Yeah, so it's a Netflix it's his like stand-up comedy special, and it comes out tomorrow. On Netflix. Yep.
So we have the trailer. Here it is.
Condition of actor Jamie Foxx.
Family members rushed to the hospital.
You should be praying for the brother.
Come on, man. Like, somebody in the clone department getting laser.
Jamie Foxx has now spent more than 2 weeks in an Atlanta hospital.
Jamie Foxx literally died.
I'm so glad to see y'all here. I'm so glad to be here. What had happened was...
Ooh, supposedly, you guys, he's going to tell us that he was maybe drugged by Diddy.
That would be wild. I remember there was that comedian that said that he was at the taping for this. And
right,
he
because
said
you weren't
that.
Allowed to take your phones in, right? And so he said that he alludes to the fact that he was drugged by Diddy, and that's what happened.
I want to watch it.
That
it
would be crazy.
Tomorrow. Would it?
Oh,
if he was
gosh,
drugged
would,
by him?
That
I
would
mean,
blow
that's what
my
he's
mind.
Known for.
Yeah.
And then finally, speaking of which, now we also hear that Jay-Z has been put into the mix officially by a 13-year-old. I guess she said that things happened and it wasn't pretty. And then he sued her lawyer saying that they were trying to bully him. Her lawyer is saying, no, we didn't try to take a dime from you. We said, let's have private undisclosed mediation where nobody will know about it and you guys can figure this out together with a mediator. And they then came back and said, no, we're not doing that. You guys are bullying us. And so it is getting crazy. And now this attorney's saying that he's trying to leverage his power and get out of this. But we know that Rihanna was underage. We know Beyonce, I think, was underage. So it's not like it's not out of his wheelhouse, you know?
Yeah, and I kind of knew that his name would come up some way
right?
in another.
I mean, before Beyonce, before he settled down and he was...
Yeah, well, they're both New York guys and they...
It seemed like they were attached at the hip.
Right.
Like all the time.
I agree. All right, we're going to take a break. But listen, when we come back, I want to talk about these drones. If you've heard about them, go ahead and text us your theories at 303-22-ALICE. Yeah, I know it's not the old text, but we switched it. So it's 303-222-5423 is our new text line. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE. So we want to hear your theories, but there's all these drones in the air over New Jersey. They can't be shot down. It's kind of like the Chinese balloon thing.
No one said anything about them. The government hasn't said what they're doing, like if they're part of the government or they're doing testing of anything.
Exactly. It's creepy. I feel like our defense, like we think we're so great, but are we?
Seriously, because no one knows where these drones are coming.
I know. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you say the Mountain Wave weather guy said there was no snow? Because I just got a notification from the Weather Channel, and it said, Ken Carroll's going to be hit hard.
Last night he said that he's not expecting a lot out of this storm.
Oh, but there could still be snow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. Let's talk about this drone situation. Like I said, we have a new text line, 303-222-5423. Sorry, I just fell down. 303-22-ALICE. So this is weird. I saw this story about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, but I didn't bring it up because I felt like it was just the interweb. Right? I didn't believe it because people were saying there's drones everywhere. They're flying over Trump's, his golf course in New Jersey, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, I don't know. The news isn't talking about, well, finally, I guess the news is talking about it and it is true. So let's play the news report.
So this all started the week before Thanksgiving when people saw the flying objects whipping through the dark, typically between 5 and 11 p.m., causing concern because, as you said, the unidentified drones weren't far from both a military base and President-elect Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Club. One family says while in the car, a drone hovered above and the clock inside the car jumped forward an hour. But the family says the clock went back to normal after the car drove off. And this woman, she took this video in Jersey. She tells Fox she's seen the drones come one after the other and sometimes in clusters. Another Jersey resident, Jonathan Lace, who's also a private pilot, tells us he saw up to 10 drones this past Friday, all near the Essex County Airport.
So it's crazy because my kid texted me last night and he's in California and he said the university's all like going crazy about it.
Really?
They said that there were even like 34 at one point. I guess on Reddit, everybody has crazy conspiracy theories. But if you remember that Chinese balloon, we just watched it.
Yeah, seriously. It was in our atmosphere. I mean, for how long before anything really happened?
And before a fighter jet took it out. Uh-huh. It was like we just let him hover over like... collecting information. So what's your guys' theories? What do you think happened, Carson?
So the crazy part to me is that clock story with that family that was in the car.
We don't have any proof of that.
Okay. Well, but even if it did happen, then it's nuts. So this is why I think it's
Can I interrupt you for one second? So if that was true, that her clock went back 1 hour while she was underneath the drones, and you and I are together in a car, I'm going to say like, take a picture of my phone and the clock in the car.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I would be videotaping it,
but
absolutely.
Nobody has
100%.
Any proof of this. Yeah. I don't know.
Or there at least would be a video where they're like, oh my God, my clock just said 9 o'clock. Now it says 8 o'clock. And then there would probably be like one where it's shifting back forward.
Right. Because like I was under the drones and I grew a horn and then it went away.
Which is a little sketchy. I'll give you that. But I honestly think, and this is going to be out there. Okay. So just that's why I'm disclaimer. I think... They're aliens. I think they're mini Martians, and I think they've made their spaceships to look like drones because they know that we're kind of used to drones.
So they're mini,
and they're taking surveillance of us and they're spying on us because they're like, they're used to drones by now. Like it's no big deal. They're having drone shows. Like we have one here in Denver.
Yeah, that Denver one.
So I'm so thinking it's mini Martians.
So mini. I mean, you're talking like these are like as big to like, fit in one of those. You have to be as big as my pinky.
Like Ant-Man.
It's like Marvin Martian. position. Yeah.
So a bunch of those guys are there just this big.
And they're planning something. I don't know what they're doing, but they're planning something. And one, the fact that like they come in clusters, okay, but then one, you know, there's always that one in the group that gets lost and like, what are we doing? Or like they miscommunicate. Where are we supposed to meet? When?
Wait, so just got it wrong. Wait, you're saying that you're, with your hands, you're acting like they have cell phones. Their cell phones will not fit on that.
No, they're mini cell phones. Yeah. Like microscopic cell phones.
Did you see his thumbs?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we went the wrong way.
He's like, they're texting.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Joe?
But this is on a mini cell phone. Okay. And what's your theory?
I think that they're just doing some sort of surveillance for like immigrants or something like that.
You took
they're
that from that text. Kind of an original thought.
I couldn't think of anything, man.
Totally just stole Dark Daniels. Like, that was his.
Well, he's smart. I don't know.
Oh, my God. So busted. Let's see here. It says, let's see. I'm reading some of the texts of the theories. Those drones are used to, this is what he was stealing, monitor activities of immigrant crime. Some of those drones have thermal cameras. It's part of a government program, is my guess. Somebody else said, and I think it was, I don't know who that one is, but it says, listen, if they have lights on them, then they have to be registered with the FAA. I don't know if that's true
and
or not.
And all those ones in the news stories have, they have
They
lights.
Have blinking
yeah.
lights.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Even if they have to be, that doesn't mean the person's doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. It says, I think it's someone testing our system that don't even know where they, because we don't know where they land or take off, and it's probably the Chinese. I will tell you, when I had on, like, it was, I don't know, Fox News or CNN, I don't know who it was on, but they said at the end, they go, they obviously know who it is and what's going on, and they just won't tell us. And I was like, how do you know they know?
Yeah.
So it's bizarre.
Like, also, this person on Textnado, the manhunt for that assassin, that could be it too. They're looking for that guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, but they should know that doesn't
start around Thanksgiving.
It started, right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty creepy. And the fact that we can't take them out. So I was telling my kid, because, you know, he's in like aerospace, whatever. What is he? Astrophysicist. Yeah. No, I can't even spell it. Astrophysicist. Anyway, I was telling him that he needs to create a drone with like spidey powers that has nets in it. Mm-hmm. And then he flies it up and
he shoots the other drones.
Yes,
yeah,
and that
them.
Way you bring them down safely, and then you can see what's in them and like all that stuff.
Yeah, without it crashing into the ground
yes.
and like breaking the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's smart.
I'm like Spidey drones, and he's like, "Yeah, mom, get right on it." I'm telling you, I have ideas.
He just dismisses you.
That's like a CIA level idea.
Right? That is a good idea.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ and Jamie here. Alice 105.9. Here's the deal. Okay, so all of our families. I'm so just happy about this. All of our families have been adopted from the Giving Tree.
Woo!
And a big shout out to Schmidil for getting all that together.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah. Who else helped? Somebody else helped you?
Victoria.
Victoria, yeah. That's right. Sorry. Woo. Victoria, thanks to you guys because you have put in so many hours. I know you have a second job. And thanks to every single person that adopted a family. It's pretty amazing. However, I don't know, you guys. The internet is a strange, strange place for me. I don't know how this happened, but last night I posted, I don't know if you guys saw it, I thanked you guys.
I did. It was very sweet.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, I wasn't looking for that. I mean, I meant it.
Yeah, but I appreciate it.
Because you guys have busted your butts. I mean, BJ's not here. He'll be back tomorrow, but he's been gone for like a week. And, you know, we're obviously capable of doing this show, but it's just awkward because this is not how we do things, right?
Right. It's the chemistry is always, when someone's missing, doesn't matter who it is, it's just different.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I wrote a whole thing thanking you guys that you've worked so hard, and I really appreciate how much you stepped up. And then I said, bonus, all the families have been adopted off the Giving Tree, and thanks to you guys for all the work. So that being said, somehow, now this is just a nice... It's just a nice little post about thanking you guys, thanking everybody for you know, adopting somebody. And somehow it turned into the most twisted, bizarre thing I've ever experienced. I mean, like ever, except for the lady that just texted, please don't play the Sono Bella commercials because my daughter's in the car and you're fat shaming.
She even gave us a timestamp. Like, I'll be in the car at this time. Don't play it.
Make sure we tell the boss that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so that one was weird too. But last night, like, I don't know. You just think you're doing something good and you're not, I guess. So somebody writes, this woman writes, and she says, wow, Jamie, isn't it interesting? Everybody should finally know the truth that you only adopt all your friends and their friends. Here's me. I mean, this is the first conspiracy I've ever heard about the Giving Tree.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In my life, you know, all you do is adopt all your friends. Me, Jamie. And then it says, you didn't pick my friends or my family. You just completely ignored us. Okay, first of all, I don't know who you are, right?
Yeah. Coming out of left field.
Yeah. Like, And how is it on me? Nobody said anything about poor BJ, poor Carson, poor Smidell. No, just Jamie's a hateful bitch.
Yeah, you were singled out.
I know. And when you're the one that does, you put
most of it. Yeah, pretty much all of it.
Yeah, you put it all together and everything. I was like, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. I have nothing to do with the families that are picked. Please contact our legal department and they can explain to you how the process is done.
But like when you guys have pick out families, I'm just like, pick out the ones that you like and then I'll make sure they get on the tree and then I'll just go through the rest of them afterwards, right?
Well, but we don't even pick them. We go through 100, so there's like hundreds, right?
Yeah.
And then we read their stories and we're like, okay, this one's sad, this one's sad, this one's sad, this one's sad. But we all do them independently, right?
Well, my point is you guys don't deny anybody. I'm the one that cuts people out of the thing.
And legal,
right?
So you guys go in your weird room and there's legal and there's all kinds of people back there. I don't know what they do, okay? But I get to like look at the stories and go, oh my God, this one's sad. But all of them. And then what I do is I pick way too many and they're like, you can't pick this many to send to legal. And I'm like, well, I think they all should go.
Yeah, because honestly, that's exactly. We sit in this room, we're like, well, let's just adopt them all. Can we just do them
that's
all?
That's the hardest part.
Right. And so this lady was like, you didn't pick my family and all this. Well, I felt really bad because, you know, she's saying it's me and it's not me. I have nothing to do with it. And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna send her a secret DM and I'm just going to give her money. And nobody has to know. And I'm just going to send her money on the download. And I wouldn't tell you guys. I'll tell nobody.
Yep.
I'll just send her some money.
Yeah.
Well, then she starts going after my kid.
What?
It was
Ralphie?
Because
when I like jumped in, because I saw the post like later last night, and I was like, what is happening right now? Because it was so much. It was going off in so many different directions that I couldn't even keep track of what was going on.
It was bizarre.
It was crazy.
So she's like, just look at her son. And I'm thinking, just look at her kid. My kid's never been on the tree.
Yeah, not one time.
No, my kid has volunteered.
Yeah, and he's helped.
Well, not only that, we adopted
and
a
you've
family.
Gone shopping. You've adopted a family.
Yeah. Remember the last minute that somebody fell off?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Ralphie and I adopted a family. I don't know any of these people on the tree. I wish we could adopt hundreds, but just the systems in it that goes into it is a lot. 20 is a lot for all these families to get their presents together, all that stuff. So again, it's, you know, we go through everything, Carson, myself, BJ, Dylan, we look at all your stories. Don't think we don't. We look at all the stories. We put together piles and go sad, sad, sad. Lots of kids here, lots of kids, lots of kids. And then we send it to legal and Schmidl takes them down and then they do their thing. But I don't pick the families.
Nope.
Okay? I have nothing to do with that and who goes on the tree. Oh, so then a guy, I put the picture of us, the three of us up, and it's a cute picture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a candid. And then a guy, he poses a picture of me as a laughing hyena, which the picture is pretty funny because I'm in the middle of a laugh and I'm like, and he's like, here's the difference between the picture she posted of her and Schmidl and Carson and what she really looks like. Like he's like saying I filtered it, but it was your picture, Carson.
Yeah, like and it was just at the Christmas party we were having a laugh because the white elephant gift that you gave was hilarious.
Right, so I'm in the middle of a laugh. Who cares? That's how you look when you laugh. I'm not pretty when I laugh. And so I said, dear sir, I'm so sorry that you think that the picture that I posted was filtered of the three of us. It was not. We don't filter pictures. We're who we are. And yes, that one picture is hilarious because I'm in the middle of a laugh as a hyena. But they're both not filters. They're just not. And so then he took it down.
Yeah, because I guarantee you felt bad after that, after you actually responded. Because I was going to respond, and then I went back like 5 minutes later, and it wasn't there. And I was like, I was going crazy. I was like, I really want to just give it to this guy and tell him.
It's just, like, you're damn if you do, you're damn if you don't.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, that picture is clearly not filtered.
Not filtered at all!
It's like, it has that hard look to it. When it's filtered, it has like a softer, almost like cartoony look.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, right? It's like, anyway, so that's fine. So go on with my day. Now you guys, here's the thing. I blocked her, whatever, and then some guy got on, oh, you don't like somebody's opinion, so you blocked her. There was no opinion to be had. I thanked two of my partners, and I thanked everybody for adopting. There was nothing to argue with me about.
Yeah.
That just hit a like.
That whole lady's point was based on something that's not true at all anyway.
Right? So then there's this girl I went to high school with, right? She's a year older than me. 1 year. I'll show you the picture. She's a year older than me, and every single freaking boy from high school that I know from back then, right? They're all saying, and I got to change her name. Tiffany. Oh my God, Tiffany, you look so hot. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Let me show you the picture, okay? I know you guys can't see it in your cars or whatever. It is so filtered. And they're like, you age backwards.
Oh my God,
yeah.
No way.
It's super soft and it just, dude.
Right, like you can't even tell where her nose goes to her cheek.
No, you can't.
Hey, take me back 10 years.
Right? At least 20. Oh my, here's her comments, right? Oh my God, you look beautiful. Beautiful as ever. Oh, the ageless wonder. You are just wow. Wow, you're gorgeous. Beautiful. I swear you get better every year. Oh my God, you're gorgeous. Oh my God, I've always had a crush on you in high school. Beautiful as ever. You haven't changed since the day you walked into Cuckoo's, which was a place we went as teenagers. And I'm wanting to go. It's a freaking filter!
I mean, she is good looking, yeah.
I mean, that filter's hot.
Yeah, it is a good filter. Yeah.
But here's my question to you two, because I'm working with two men. Can you guys not, do you not know filters? Because it's all men commenting on Tiffany's picture.
I know filters right when I see them.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, I can't even talk because, like, I've got a ring light, so. Of course you know
how I'm BJ and Jamie.
You're either going to laugh at this or turn off your radio. It's Schmidl's joke of the day.
Oh, that's right. We brought it back since BJ's been gone, and we brought back Schmidl's joke of the day. And I have to tell you, on Thursday, woo-hoo, knee slappers.
I hope it's as good as Thursday was.
How many do we have today?
I got four.
Oh, four. Yeah, okay. All right. Here we go.
Well, I pulled this one because, I mean, it's one of Jamie's favorite jokes, kind of.
Yeah.
What do you call a cow with a missing leg?
Eileen.
Lean beef. Have you guys ever eaten at a fancy Italian restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it costs a pretty penny, right? Why do melons get married in church?
Hold on. Let me think about this. Melons in church.
Yeah,
stop.
Melons in church.
Don't say anything yet. Melons in church. Hold on. Is there any kind of holy melon? Melon rectory. I don't know.
Because they can't elope.
I like how you added a laugh sound effect.
I know.
So you can't tell if we're actually laughing or not.
All right, and the final, and let us guess, okay, before you tell us.
Okay.
All right, the final Schmidl's joke of the day. Go ahead.
What did the duck say when she bought makeup at the store?
Something about duck lips. Hold on.
Duck face.
Duck face.
You guys are getting close.
Okay, are we?
Yeah.
Was it lips? Was that closer?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, something about put it on my bill?
Oh, you got it!
Yeah!
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, God, my worst nightmare just happened on text. By the way, we have a new text line, 303-222-5423. I guess the old text, they were, like, sticking it to the man, right? And so now we're using our request line for the same dealio as the text line. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE. So that's how you can get a hold of us. Things like this, though, I prefer you not text, for example, Dylan's jokes. Man, that's my favorite new feature. Please make it permanent.
Yeah!
Oh, thank you.
I got another one. You want one more?
No.
You got more?
Yeah. I had a... what did the football player... why did the football player hire a lawyer?
I don't know.
He needed help with his defense. Oh I didn't have the...
Yeah, that one really landed.
Yeah, it really did. Speaking of football, nice transition. Speaking of football, we got a bowl game. We got a couple bowl games. CSU, I love this. I love this idea. If you can give me a little background noise of CSU and the bowl game. This is where they're going. I didn't even know this was a bowl game.
Seriously.
CSU is in the Snoop Bowl.
Woo! Go Rammies!
And I mean, the students are out of their minds. They're so excited about this.
I'd be buying a ticket to go, right? For sure.
Yeah, so CSU has announced they are in the Snoop Bowl. I didn't, again, know that there was a Snoop Bowl. But
I think this is its first year.
Is it? Okay, yeah. All right, because I felt real dumb.
Yeah, I feel like we would have heard about it before.
And then CU is playing the Mormons. They are in the Alamo Bowl, right, against BYU. And so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I don't know how BYU plays.
I think it'll be a good game. They're number 17th ranked in the nation. We're number 23, so I think it should be a good game.
I feel like BYU is always good.
Yeah, they're pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
I do watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and so a lot of them are Mormons. Did you know that there's a thing? This is a fun fact. That if you just, make a circle with this hand, like a okay, right?
Okay.
And make a straight finger with your pointer finger on the other hand. And okay, put that like that inside the okay.
Yeah.
If you don't move, you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But somebody is allowed to jump on the bed.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. It was on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She told us all about it, that the okay sign with things like that are fine, and then somebody can jump on the bed and it's not your fault, and you're still one with the Lord.
Yeah, you're still pure.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
if you had a water bed? No one even has to jump on the bed.
What if you live in California and there's an earthquake?
That's like Jesus helped you himself.
Yeah. Exactly. That's not your fault.
He's condoning it.
Yeah, that was Jesus. Yeah, I learned lots on that show. There's a lot going on. All right, anyway.
That was the last thing I expected you to bring up right there.
Well, because I just learned it on last episode of you know Real Housewives.
I might have to start watching too.
You learn lots
just
of things.
Just so I'm more informed.
Exactly. I'm worldly. Adele, that's called worldly right there. All right, let's see here. The Eras Tour. Taylor Swift. What's her name? Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. It ended last night. This is something.
It feels like it's just supposed to keep going forever.
I agree. Yeah, let's see here. How much did you say they made?
$2.6 billion.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. How long has it been? 2 years?
2 years.
2 years. The Eras Tour. I think she just came out with that new book, right?
Yep, a book. There was a vinyl special edition. She did a collab with Target, and everyone lined up on Black Friday and just tore Target down.
Yeah, so, but it's ended. I don't know what's going to happen now. I'm kind of with Carson, what he said earlier today, which is she's just a workaholic, and I don't see her, and I agree with you too, Schmidl, which is like, maybe it's time to just take a chill pill.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could be a workaholic and just put that energy into your family, right? Like, yeah. she could put all that into raising her kids or...
She's not pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to have some. Come on.
You don't know.
They're coming.
You don't know. It's not like, you know what? Just because you put down your plans doesn't mean it happened.
True.
Right? Yeah. You know?
Although Travis,
Because she might
34?
Be. 34?
Yeah, I think.
She's 34.
So in her head, she might be tickety-tackety.
Well, and you know Travis is like, yeah, I want to get you pregnant because then we're attached for life.
Yeah. No.
And if something happens, you got to pay me child support.
Listen. I think there comes a time with money that I think he has his own money and he doesn't need her. I think he'd love the fame, but I don't actually think he would trap her for $1 billion because... He's just fine, you know?
I know, and his career's only going, going up. But,
yeah, sure there's a difference in jets, right? Like, sure, she's got the bigger jet, but he could get a jet.
He could still get one.
He can lease a jet. Like,
right.
I mean, money becomes kind of irrelevant when you're at their height.
I guess.
Right? Fame is more important to them than the money.
Yeah, the image.
Yeah, and I think he loved that more than her money. I think he loved being with her, but... Okay, so let's just be honest. And be honest and don't be like Jamie's mean, okay? So you had that really, really hot chick that he used to date, right? She's smoking.
Yeah.
Right? I forgot her name. And we know that she's got the moves, right?
Yeah.
It's just like you can just tell her she's just got that vibe about her, right? Taylor is adorable. So adorable versus like sex kitten, what do we go for?
Ooh.
Well, the adorable one's a billionaire, so.
So Chanel's
really
obviously
hard to pick sex kitten. Yeah.
He's like, I can look past that.
So you wouldn't rather have a poor sex kitten than a $1 billion awkward chick?
I. Because he can.
And now keep in mind, yeah, you have your own.
I was going to say,
you
I can
have
afford
one,
anything
you
I want.
You won $100 million. Let's just pretend. You have $100 million. I don't know. I think I'd like the guy that has the moves.
Yeah.
If I have money, I want the guy with the moves, not the billionaire that's like, hi, here's my sweater vest.
And you've seen her dance. You know she ain't no moves whatsoever.
Yeah, right? You convinced me. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. I do think that there's a lot to me. I think they're adorable together, so don't get all on me. They're adorable together, but I do feel like there's got to be a draw for him for like the kind of pull she has in this world. In the world.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes over to Tokyo and they're wearing his jerseys.
Which is crazy because normal NFL player, not happening at all.
No, they never knew his name. So good for him on that, right? All right, Tiger Woods' son, Charlie. His name is Charlie. Damn, he's a good golfer. I guess he just qualified at 15 for his first USGA tournament. So,
wow.
I know. That's crazy. If he is exactly like his dad, and I mean, he's square. Have you guys seen the side-by-sides of the film?
Oh, yeah, where they compare their swings.
Their swings, their mannerisms.
Yeah.
How they pick up their tee. Like, everything is exactly the same. It's crazy.
So much pressure on him.
Yeah, dude, it's got to be hard to be Tiger Woods' son.
It does, but I feel like he's actually got the talent, whereas LeBron's son.
Oh, dude, Bronny. Bronny. I feel bad for that kid.
Well, I feel bad for him in paper towels. You guys don't think about paper towels every time?
No.
You really don't? The guy with the fleece on?
Now I will. Yeah.
Every time they say Bronny, I'm always like, get the paper towels.
The quicker picker upper.
Yeah, I bet for sure, even if there was like some Gucci that had like the red and black checker, you know, flannel, I bet he's like, oh, I can't wear that. My name's Bronny.
I didn't even think of that.
Now I'm not going to stop thinking about it.
Well, you can't because it's weird. The other day we were talking about Landman. It's on
Paramount.
Yeah, Paramount. It's the Billy Bob Thornton series that the guy, the creator of Yellowstone, put together. And they're saying it's falling. It was number one, number two. Now it's number six. They say that it's just taken a dookie, if you will.
Oh. Yeah.
And that it might not be renewed for season two.
I keep seeing clips on social media, and I don't know if it's because I'm just a fan of Yellowstone, so they're just feeding it to me, but
right.
It does look really good.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be great, but now they're saying...
Yeah, I don't like Westerns to begin with. Like, I don't even watch Yellowstone, so...
Yeah, but Yellowstone isn't like a Western. Yellowstone's like porn. Like, it's like porn. Oh, yeah, the first episode I saw, she was...
Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, and the drama is just crazy.
And her boobs are awesome.
Beth, yeah. She's got the moves.
She's got
the moves.
That girl knows what she's doing.
Like, I can't even, she probably knows moves that I can't even fathom.
That woman that said she's mad at the Sono Bella commercial because it's too graphic for her daughter.
Oh, she's not
so
happy right
God.
Now. Yeah.
I'm going to miss you. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ and Jamie, Alice 105.9. Here's the thing. BJ's going to be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Woo,
right? So he'll be back tomorrow. He was in Hawaii watching his wife run. Yep, so that happened. Anyway.
It's so weird when you say it like that.
So he'll be back tomorrow. He took the red eye. I think he's probably already in town, but he's probably sleeping by now. Couple of things that I just wanted to go over and reiterate. First of all, you know, I guess I've never really thought about how because we had different groups of girls in Ubers and in Lyfts over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought about how vulnerable we are alone in a Lyft or an Uber.
Well, and especially depending on, I mean, most of the time, if you're in a Lyft, you're inebriated. Like, you've had some cocktails, and it doesn't matter what state of mind you're in. That's the scary part to me, is that you're getting into a stranger's car.
And you have no idea what you're doing.
Exactly. And some people don't even remember the ride, how they got home.
Yeah, that is very true. I got my driver Lyft, and I hadn't left the house, so I was totally sober, but he could not speak any English at all. And it was interesting because he lost his path to get there.
His GPS.
His phone just like shut off, and that was his GPS. He had it on his phone. And so now I'm calling my girlfriend who knows Spanish because I'm not thinking straight because he's in the wrong part of town and I'm alone in this car, locked in this car. I can't communicate with him and I'm totally sober and I'm just still so uncomfortable because we're in a bad part of town.
Yeah, it's got to make your brain go a million miles an hour with the possibilities.
It was, and thank God for Kelly because she speaks Spanish and she was talking to him. And anyway, so that was our first incident, all right? So then our second one was I had two friends. I'm not going to mention names, but they had had a lot of cocktails. Okay?
A lot.
They like indulged. I mean, they were free, so I was like...
People have fallen down the stairs. That's how many cocktails happened. I was not there for that. I wasn't even around for any of this, but I guess there was some babysitting going on. It was a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know. One of you got them a car, right?
I helped one of them
get
a car.
Okay, so that's how bad it was. They couldn't get the car.
Yeah.
So thank you, Schmidel. He got them a car. He shoved them in there and said, bye.
Yeah. I made them text me when they got home, too.
That was nice.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
So they got in this car. Now, both of them, at least there was two girls together, right? So they're both like, blah, 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 you know, the woo girls. And the guy all of a sudden says to them, hey, I don't have enough power in my Tesla. I need to stop for an hour and I'm going to take you with me. And then my girlfriend, the one girl, she just like leaned. Her name is Eileen.
Yeah.
but the one girl is cognizant. You know, she knows what's going on. She's like, the hell you are.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I and she starts yelling at him saying, why are you taking a ride when you know you don't have any battery power?
That's sketchy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I would never pick up someone if I didn't have enough juice to even get to it. Because it sounds like he was going to barely make it to a charging station.
And then he wants them to sit and wait with him for an hour.
No.
Now, how are you charged for that? I mean, not charged, but how are you, what's the payment situation?
Like, is it like a taxi where it's like a running meter kind of a thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's bizarre. And so she said, no, you're not. And then he got mad at them and they felt like they were going to die. And one of them starts crying and says, just let us out of the car, because he got mad at them that they wouldn't go with them to the charging station.
Yeah.
I guess he got very verbally abusive with them. And so they said, let us out now. He let them off in some weird industrial area.
Just right where they were.
Yeah, in Denver. And they are hiding in a ditch. Waiting for their next Uber to come and get
them. That's so scary. But I mean, honestly, I don't blame them for getting mad at him. That's totally on him.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
That whole thing is on him.
Also, I'd be terrified if I was the Uber driver that picked people up that are getting out of a ditch.
Like,
yeah. Why are you in the ditch, dude? What happened? Were you getting shot at?
I know, exactly. And then my drive home was awesome. Like, I had a great Uber driver. He was chill. He was awesome. So mine wasn't as bad as theirs. And mine was only just a barrier with, you know, our language.
Yeah.
But then my other girlfriend, she got in one by herself. And the guy was from Somalia. And he was talking to her about murders.
Murders?
What?
Murders and family murders and people that get murdered. And she's like, uh-huh. And so she got in the house. She woke up her husband and she's just like, we might want to sleep by the gun.
I don't even know if I'd take that guy to my house. I know.
I would. That's a good point. She'd already put in the address.
I know, but
she said it was so scary. So she locked the door. She put on the security system. She woke up her husband. She's like, we got to get the gun out of the safe.
We got to be ready.
And he's like groggy, right? It's like 1 a.m. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Gun? What
are you talking about? But I mean, I think now that it seems to me, maybe, I don't know, but it seems like, are they not just vetting people anymore, or what's going on?
I think it seems to be a lot, I guess, they seem to be looser with the regulations.
Right.
Or people, like you say, vetting people. I think it's a lot looser, because I know, this is when it was first going on Lyft. I signed up for Lyft, and I was like doing rides for a little bit in my car, and it was, they didn't even meet with me. I had no formal interview or anything like that.
Lyft, you said?
Yeah, and I signed up you sign up through the app, you apply through the app, and they make sure, you know, you send that your like insurance, your license, and all that stuff. But I didn't have like a formal interview. No one got on the phone with me or even met with me.
Right?
Yeah.
So
wow.
And that was, I mean, that was years ago.
I mean, they run his driver's license and that's it, I guess, right? But man, but no meetings. And all these women are getting in the back of these cars. Somebody said, Jamie, it's on you. How stupid are you to get in the back of a car? I'm being responsible because I'm not drinking and driving. I feel like it was a great service when it started.
And honestly, I can't even tell you the name of a taxi company anymore.
I know. Like, I know.
Yeah. If you had to get, I'm sure you could Google one and find one, but on, and how long is that going to take? Lyft and Uber are so much more convenient.
I would just pray that that 77 one works still.
What is that?
It's like 303-77777. Yeah, it's all sevens. It's a taxi company.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Honestly,
I wonder if we should bring back cabs because I feel like they were vetted.
They seemed a little more vetted than
well,
these
and at
guys
least
at
they're
point.
Attached to like a company, local company, a local
and you know
one,
where
yeah.
they are, and they have an umbrella over them. Right?
Someone you can go talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is just weird. And then I think I told you guys that one time that we were going to Bar Bingo. I had a girl; she was cool, but all of a sudden she goes, "Oh my god!" And she stops in a Taco. She pulls off the freeway in a Taco Bell. She, I guess she had the whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, remember? She left me in the back of her. I got the video. I'm in the back of the car. Her door is wide open. I'm just sitting in her car in the back.
Just chilling.
Like, I wonder what happened there. Like, anybody could have just jumped in the front seat. I'm in the back. She left her door open.
Yeah, car running.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing. I'm like, oh my God, this is scary. But I don't know what the options are now, you know?
Yeah, it's really just Lyft and Uber or like private drivers.
But that's so expensive.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, you guys, what if I don't drink?
BJ and Jamie.
So, the ride's over. He's back tomorrow.
This is it.
Hope you guys had fun.
I did. Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah, I know.
You can actually hear my microphone. That's crazy.
Right? The little joke of the day was amazing. I'm just kidding. We are looking forward to being back. I'm just kidding. Don't say anything tomorrow. You guys are all text and all that crap. Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Do not start any drama tomorrow. My God. You don't need any of that. All right. Anyway, we're out of here. And thank you, you guys. Carson and Schmidl. Amazing job. We had a Christmas party. BJ wasn't at, and you guys like brought it all to that thing. We did Alice in Winterland. Amazing job. And then the giving tree is all up. It's taken care of.
Ready
all
to
the
go.
Families, yep, are adopted.
BJ is gonna be like, wow.
I know.
Just took care of everything.
I know, it's kind of amazing, huh? Kind of amazing. You got because of you two. I mean, literally because of you two.
Well, right. Hey, you did a good job too.
Yeah.
I just sat here.
No, you did way more than that.
I didn't feel like I did much. But anyway, thanks to you guys. All right, now we're out of here. Like I said, the normal show will be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Love you, people. Bye.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.